Hey, this is Tracy, and this is episode 172. Let it rain, baby. Yeah, let it rain. Listen, I went out for a walk the other day. I've been taking these nice, long walks in the mornings where I don't play tennis. And of course, I'm still having my yoga practice, but that has become really a lot of my cardio and my meditation practice. It's like a walking meditation, but I like long walks and I like to really move it. And it feels really good. And the neighborhood I'm in now, a lot of people are out very early, right after the sun rises, having these walks. And the other day it started to rain on me. I was not ready for it. I didn't even look up to see that it might possibly rain. And with that rain came a lesson. Y'all know a lesson, right? Life rains down on us unexpectedly all the time, right? Amazing things and really difficult things. And I want to tell you just this, the epiphany that I had as I was making my way through a rainy walk that morning, because it reminded me of some of the tools and some of the ways we need to breathe into those situations when we're being rained down on, right? The good, the bad, and the ugly. So stay tuned with me for this, because there's some good stuff. I watched people in the rain that day, right? A lot of people get out and walk that time in the morning where I am, and I watched how people reacted to it. And let me tell you, of course, because I'm an observer of people as well as a talker, I was like, this is life, man. This is life. And if we could just observe ourselves a little bit more in these moments of unexpected pour down, maybe we can learn from them so that the next time, right, we walk with a little bit more or a lot more, right, flow. Hang tight with me, will you? I hope you will. Hey, listen, I want to remind you to listen to all the other episodes of Breathe, Go, Flow podcast. I want to remind you to subscribe. I want to welcome our newest listener and subscriber and monthly donor, Karen. Hey, Karen, hollering at you. Hey, Karen, leave us a message. Let us know why you've subscribed and what is inspiring you. And if you haven't subscribed, do so. If you'd like to be a donor, do so. Yeah, there's all kinds of fun things that come with that. I've got some new things coming out soon, so make sure and do that. The next thing we need to do before I dive in is breathe together, right? More than likely, you haven't taken a breath today. Not a real breath, not like a conscious breath. Or maybe you have, because you've been listening and you know we need to actually be in the practice of pausing to get good breath so we don't show out and show up in a way that doesn't work for us, right? So take a hand to your belly, a hand to your heart. I like to say if you're driving or operating heavy objects, now's not a good time. Pause us. Come back to this, right? Come back to this when you're in that space or close to that space. Good enough, right? And then maybe close your eyes if it feels good. If other people are watching, let them watch. Maybe they'll learn something. They'll join in. Take a deep inhale through your nose. Let it out with a woosah. I like woosah. It opens up your heart. It opens up your throat. It opens up your chest. It opens up your smile and allows you to breathe more fully. All right. So I took this walk. And about, I don't know, maybe a mile into it, it started raining. Now, here's the funny thing. In my morning walks, they have become such a meditation and, I'm listening to affirmations. Sometimes I don't listen to anything. I'm just in nature and breathing it all in. But in this case, I was listening to my affirmations and just into it. And I didn't really even notice, frankly, that it had started to sprinkle. And I was like, okay. So finally, when I noticed it, I was like, well, this is fine. I'm a little far from home, but this is good, right? It feels good. It feels great. I'm in a warm climate. Just keep it moving. Warm rain. I like it. I like it, right? And then it started raining a little harder, and I thought, well, maybe I should put my phone away And maybe I should take my earbuds out because, you know, I want to preserve them. I want to make sure that those don't get wet, right? And then maybe another half a mile, it's pouring. It's starting to pour. And I'm deciding whether I need to take cover or not. Is there, you know, it's still fairly light out. It's not like thunderstormy. And I'm starting to observe other people who are out walking or heading to work, walking or at the bus station. They are starting to run for cover. They have their umbrellas. And I'm thinking maybe I should stop and try to do that. But there's really no place for me to do that. Plus, in my mind, I'm thinking, just keep going. You're fine. You're okay, right? You get a little wet, so what? So I want to pause because I want you to think about the last time you were in a rainstorm. And I want you to think about that rainstorm. I'm talking about the rainstorm of life. I want you to think about something amazing that happened, like just poured down on you. Because the first thing when we think about, like, you know, this idea, this analogy or metaphor, if you, whatever, of a rainstorm, we start to think about bad things that are raining down on us. But I want you to first think about a time when something magnificent just poured down on you. You got like all this money in, or you have a new love, you know, you just met someone, amazing stuff. You have a new job and you're loving it and you're serving and you're really operating in your highest good. You're on a vacation that you had not really planned, but it was a last minute thing and it's fantastic. Just rain and abundance down, right? Or you just woke up feeling great. Yes, like feeling really, really good on that day. What was the next thing you thought? What was the next thing you did? Did you run for cover? Like, how long is this going to last? This is bound to be over. Or what, you know, what are folks going to say at work? Because I took these couple days off for this last minute vacation that I was gifted. Or how quickly did it take you to take cover from the abundance rainstorm? Because that's what I started thinking about. Like, I was having a beautiful morning and it was, you know, I wasn't being hurt. There was no lightning. There was no thunder. It was just rain, right? My phone, yes. My earphones, yes. Those can all be replaced for sure. But how quickly, right, does your mind shift to run for cover or this cannot be good? I just want you to think about that. Now, just take another moment and shift this, right? Because I saw both of these things in people's eyes. Right, I had seen people kind of walking ahead of me or across from me who seemed to be happy, and all of a sudden their day was ruined. They're wet. They're just over it, right? And then on the opposite end, I want you to think about the rainstorm, the thunderstorm that comes for you, right? When you least expect it, that doesn't feel so good, y'all, right? Like, I recently experienced the passing of my mother. That was out of the blue. I didn't expect it. I thought she'd get better, right? And we'd go on with our strained relationship of love in that way. Or that rainstorm of bankruptcy, or that rainstorm, the thing that you just didn't see coming. That friendship that falls apart, you name it, that injury that takes you out of the game, right? How quickly in that moment did you run for cover? So I just want you to think about it, because I saw some folks on the street, and in my mind I was like, is this serious or is this not? And so I want you to think, because I thought about it in that time. Yes, y'all, I know I'm always in the moment. Listen, I am open to the universe teaching me now. Emphasize the now, because the Gemini type A yogi in me before was like, I got this. I got this, universe, God, spirit. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I don't need any. Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm good. And now I've learned that there's a lesson in everything, right? There is a time to take cover. And there's also a time to keep walking in the rain. Because here's the thing, the last thing I'll share is this, what I learned from that day and watching other people and moving through myself. I kept going. I did, right? I'm not hurt. I'm having a beautiful day. This rain is refreshing me. It's cleansing me. All things are okay. It's fun. It's funny. It's silly. Why wouldn't I keep going, right? It's slightly challenging, but you know what? I could use that this morning, right? Why wouldn't you keep going? And on the other end of that, right, there is time, like I said, to take cover, to take a moment, grab your umbrella, right? I don't have to worry about hair anymore, but, you know, wipe your hair back off your face, right? Maybe have some tears in the rain. Tears in the rain are the best, y'all. No one, you know, no one knows you're crying. You're just crying. You're just letting it go. It allows you to let go. It allows you to rinse off. It allows you to be renewed. Because after the rain, you've heard this before. I'm not new here. I'm not newborn, right? Comes the sunshine. Comes the rainbow, right? You did it. You did it. You did it. You walk through it. You learn something. You are renewed. You are refreshed. You are cleansed. So can you pay attention when it rains? Let it rain, baby. Let it rain. We need the rain. Yeah, again, I'm not new. This is not new. But we need the rain for the sunshine. We need the rain to wash away nonsense. We need the rain to challenge us to keep going. We need the rain to make us laugh and jump in puddles. We need the rain to help others who are struggling in the rain, right? I don't know how many umbrellas I've given away in my life, but I've got some more because some folks need an umbrella. Absolutely. I've needed an umbrella many times in my life. So I want you to think about this and smile. The next time the rain comes down, ask yourself, what kind of rain is this? What do I need to do? What do I want to do? How is this helping? Right? All right, y'all, listen. I love you. If you haven't heard that today, hear it from me. I'm happy to give that to you. Yeah, send some love back this way. I like it. I love it for sure. I want you to remember this about yourself and about your life. Be grateful. Be grateful for the rain. Be grateful for all that you have and all that is coming to you in the rainstorms of abundance. Yeah? Hey, listen. Also remember, I am, I am, I am. I can, I can, I can. I will, I will, I will. Keep breathing. Stuff changes.